The Uncertainty Toolkit, Worry Less and Do More by Learning to Cope with the Unknown. Written and read by Sam Conniff and Catherine Templar-Lewis. To Elvis, our son. All the evidence we need that uncertainty leads to opportunity and that hope is the antidote to fear. Sam and Catherine. Forewords. Sam Conniff, co-author. Welcome to the Uncertainty Toolkit. Part book, part psychological intervention, part ongoing scientific experiment, and all designed to show you how to transform the exhaustion of uncertainty into remarkable opportunities. The book is based on a program that was co-created by world-leading scientists alongside ex-gangsters, smugglers, refugees, and prisoners of war. This unexpected cast of characters makes the Uncertainty Toolkit unique and highly effective. If you engage fully with each chapter's remarkable stories, interactive experiments, and guided reflections, if you complete the pre- and post-assessments, then we are confident that you will join the 96.5% of previous participants in our early iterations of this toolkit who experienced a measurable, tangible, statistically significant increase in their ability to turn uncertainty into opportunity. Or, in their words, prepare yourself for a life-changing reframe of our ever-changing world and your ability to navigate it. Your new relationship with the unknown is the difference between anxiety and creativity, being closed-minded or open-minded, and between breakdown or breakthrough. As one audience member said, this will help you worry less and do more. The combination of storytelling and science you're about to read is the result of my journey through an intense period of uncertainty. After leaving the multi-award-winning and identity-defining social enterprise I'd founded and run for 20 years, I launched a very different and far more stressful new career based on most people's greatest fear, public speaking. I experienced the implosion of an unhappy marriage, the untangling of complex patterns of control, and the shift into co-parenting, all of which was followed by the collapse of a new career in the pandemic and then very near bankruptcy, debt, a depression diagnosis followed by total burnout. It was not a great few years. It was peak uncertainty or peak midlife crisis. Either way, I felt adrift, an utter failure, and like I had no power left in my batteries. But I also couldn't stop, give up, or not deliver on my responsibilities and significant outgoings. In search of new inspiration, beyond politicians' narratives that forever looked to be peddling backwards, I discovered new and genuine experts in uncertainty hidden in plain sight across society. For years, I worked as a mentor with young people who had figured out how to thrive in chaotic and challenging conditions. Then, I noticed that some of them were coping much better than I was with lockdowns, destabilizing changes and threats. As the motivation they fed me began to recharge me, I started to seek out more of them. And as I felt the benefit, I tried to share the lessons I'd learned, telling their stories in webinars and essays. I uncovered individuals who had faced their uncertainties and emerged more robust because of them. These unusual suspects, whose starting points meant they were routinely overlooked or misunderstood, included ex-addicts who became activists, ex-gang leaders who became business leaders, and ex-refugees who became CEOs. I began to think of this group as uncertainty experts. Their practical insights and advice on navigating uncertainty felt more valuable and powerful than any of the cliches of conventional leadership or the inspo aphorisms of social media. But I wanted to be sure they could really provide fundamental learning points for other people beyond their value to me. I knew that tales of inspiration without a plan for action could lead to frustration. Or worse, I might just be uncovering stories rooted in survivor bias about people who had succeeded in spite of uncertainty, not because of it. I went in search of a scientifically robust framework to back up the tools I was learning from the uncertainty experts. I wanted to understand why their strategies were successful by digging into the psychology and neuroscience that shed light on their behavior. I got lost in the quagmire of studies that range from things like anti-fragility to complexity science, which are just as complex, academic, and impenetrable as they sound. I wanted something accessible, tangible, and ideally, fun.